Chainsaws and conservation. Not two words you expect to work together. But here in this rainforest on Queensland's Sunshine Coast hinterland, chainsaws are actually being used to create new homes for native wildlife.
It's good, Matt.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Nichols. I'm in a rainforest near the small settlement of Belthorpe. In a nearby tree, an arborist is working away. He's creating a man-made hollow in a tree branch. It will be a cosy new nesting site for some little critter. Overseeing the work is Hinterland Bushlings. The local conservation group has been working hard in recent years to revegetate bushland and restore wildlife corridors. Susie Duncan is excited to see these new nesting hollows appear in the trees.
Well, this is an exciting new project to provide more hollows for a wide range of our wildlife. In Australia, about 20% of our birds and about 40% of our mammals rely on tree hollows. This is an unusual feature. There's nothing to compare with this in other countries, but there's a high dependence on the rotting out of holes when limbs fall off trees or trunks hollow out. And our wildlife has adapted to this. And so without these tree hollows, they can't breed. Many of the large owls, all our possums and gliders and various parrots require these tree hollows. And the problem we're facing here is that most of the trees in this region are trees of less than 70 years of age. The area has been logged in past times, and it will take probably another 60 to 70 years before they begin to form hollows for wildlife.
So 150 years to get a hollow big enough to fit black cockatoos, white cockatoos and powerful owls?
Well, those animals are at the large end of the scale and they can take up to 200 years or more before the hollows are deep enough and provide the setting they need.
Now up in this tree we're looking at, he's actually cut a little bit out of a branch that's hanging out. A square out of the side of that branch, and what's happening next?
He's now excavating a hole. He'll probably use a chisel to deepen the hollow that's required in the branch, and then that piece that was cut out of a branch will be screwed back in with a small hollow entrance actually cut into it so the animals can enter that excavation that's been made by the chainsaw.
These man-made hollows aren't the only new homes appearing in the treetops. To cater for larger animals and birds, modified big plastic wheelie bins are also being trialled.
We have another exciting little project going. We've more recently been erecting wheelie bins into trees. This is particularly for those large yellow-tailed black cooties and powerful owls, sooty owls, birds that need these very large holes. And of course, if we were to make nest boxes out of timber for these large animals, it's just probably impossible to consider getting them up into a tree, let alone the cost and the labour involved. Yellow-tailed black cockatoos are long-lived birds, so even though we see them around, we may be looking at an ageing population. We don't know how well they're breeding and whether there's enough recruitment of young birds into that population. So there is a real concern that they are declining because of the lack of hollows, lack of breeding ability.
Now, the man behind the really good jumbo nesting box is Paul Lustgy. He's got four wheelie bins set up in trees around the area. Everyone is watching with great interest to see if they work.
That's right. There's just no big hollows left. And I was just looking at our compost bin that we use, an old wheelie bin, and I thought, well, we could cut holes in that. It's light to sling up a tree. And Remondus have been really, really good in offering us their reject wheelie bins. It'll be an excellent use of them.
What's inside this wheelie bin? I can see you've created a bit of a landing out the front with a piece of wood and a bit of wire for them to hang on to.
Yes, that wire is actually 25 millimetre mesh and that goes right down to the bottom and it's fixed to the bottom so the young birds can climb out, just beak their way out and claw their way out when they're big enough. At the bottom there are two chewing posts as well because they like to chew while they're sitting there doing nothing for that bored time. And in the bottom of that is hardwood wood chip as well, about 100 millimetres in the bottom as nesting material. So it's a head start for them.
How long do you think it'll be to see if they actually like your design, whether you're a good enough architect?
Yeah, well, we've got cameras set up on them, so it's yet to be seen what is going to go in there and what time frame it takes. The uptake in natural hollows, experiments have been done in Tasmania with it, and the uptake is virtually overnight, but I don't know about wheelie bins. They might have to, you know, they might have seen them landing in trucks before and thought this isn't the place to be, but who knows? It's a big guess. They're pretty quick to produce. I mean, we do about one every half hour. If they work, we could have them all over the countryside in no time.